This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
The Cedar Opportunities Cooperative was created 4 years ago when five families got together to help give their children with developmental disabilities employment and social opportunities closer to home. Now the group plans to open a coffee shop on Cedar Road that will employ children, trained workers that can support disabled employees, and others. The president of the cooperative, Sandra Marquis, told the Nanaimo News Bulletin, "This is a really innovative and unique business. There isn't really anything like us across Canada."
We're joined in the studio today by Cedar Opportunities Cooperative Treasurer Trish Johnston, Secretary Sheila McMillan, and Sheila's daughter Amy McMillan. Welcome to People First Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Sheila, tell us about how COCO got its start.
There was a group of families within the Cedar area, and we had met sort of either through school or just through workshops, got together and started talking about the opportunities or lack of opportunities for employment once our children becoming adults were leaving high school and looking at sort of an employment field. So we were sort of discussing possibilities in that area.
Okay, and Trish, you are on the board of the COCO Cooperative, along with Sheila and others. Tell us about this coffee shop idea.
Well, there isn't a great coffee shop in Cedar right now, and that has a great ambiance. There is one in the 49th store, which is handy, but we were kind of hoping where we could go and have a great cappuccino or something like that. And we started thinking, well, if nobody's going to do it, why not us? And then combine it with the idea of providing some opportunities for employment, you know, with our adult family members with disabilities. They're not really children. Like, it's easy to call them children, but they're not. They're young adults just coming out of high school who, you know, are looking for opportunities to fit into their communities.
So not only from an employment standpoint, but also from a socialization standpoint, is this the only unique opportunity in Cedar for this socialization?
Well, there may be other ones out there if you search hard, but, you know, we're not finding them, so this was a way to kind of create our own possibilities, you know, put our heads together and think of something that would work.
Right. The neighboring communities of Ladysmith and Nanaimo would probably have a wider range, but you wanted to this co-op wanted to focus on closer to home opportunities.
Exactly.
Amy, so nice to have you in the studio today. What do you think about the coffee shop idea?
I think it's a great idea for me and also my friends, like Caroline and myself, and also Rachel Gilbert. I think it's a great opportunity for us to spread our wings and take our challenges. And I wanted this for so long, since I was about 16 years old. My nana keeps telling me that I told my nana, it's like one of these days I'm going to own a coffee shop. And I was like, you go for it. Follow your dreams and take a chance. Like, when I realized when I moved into Ladysmith, I think it's a great chance for me to, because I moved with my mom and my dad, Cedar, and I think this is a chance to try something new for, like, any other adults like myself, mm-hmm. with my friends that I like being with. I'll definitely go for it, and this is my dream, and right now it's coming true. Now, being in here or being whenever, I'd do anything to get that coffee shop going and show those other people, yeah, we got the team and we know how to bring it.
Do you guys still need some help to get that coffee shop idea off the ground?
We want this to go like anything. I would definitely, yes. I think we should.
We need new members, right?
More we need members. New members and people to help us and train us. And I think this would be a really good opportunity.
And when you say members, maybe, Sheila, you might be able to elaborate on membership.
Well, to make this a real possibility, and it is a business venture and it's a community effort, we are hoping that we will have a good response to opening our membership up to anyone who would like to have a share. Our shares are $100 per share, and it is a really worthwhile cause, and it's supporting not only the adults within the community with a disability for a chance at employment, but sort of a hub and a place to connect the community with everyone, you know, an option to for connecting.
You're listening to People First Radio. Cedar Opportunities Cooperative, known as COCO, was created as a means of making the Vancouver Island communities of Cedar, Yellow Point, and Cassidy fully inclusive for people with developmental disabilities. The organization says that, like all of us, people who have developmental disabilities want and need meaningful work, opportunities to build skills, opportunities to take risks that allow them to learn and grow and to be fully integrated into their community. COCO intends to develop economic and social opportunities that will make that happen. We're joined in the studio by Cedar Opportunities Cooperative Treasurer Trish Johnston, Secretary Sheila McMillan, and Sheila's daughter, Amy McMillan.
Sheila, the Cedar Opportunities Cooperative is a member of the British Columbia Cooperative Association. Tell us more about what it means to be a cooperative organization.
To be a cooperative organization, I guess in our area is people are owners and members of this business that we're going forward with, and it gives people sort of within it ownership of our success. And I think that it'll give us a greater chance of success. And I think it's for sort of a better quality of life, gives opportunities for meaningful work, for skill building, economic growth and social connections, and inclusion is one of our big sort of pushes as well.
Trish, the website of the Cedar Opportunities Cooperative says, to us, success means building toward full inclusion of all citizens in the economic, social, and cultural life of our communities. Tell us more about that vision of inclusion. And I know that Sheila just touched on that, but if I could have your perspective.
Well, it's nice to have an opportunity for our family members with disabilities to be in their community and have a job where they have visibility, because, you know, it's hard for them sometimes if they don't have the work opportunities, if they're at home or if they're even in a work-based or a home-based business, they don't have the social connections. And, you know, I know, speaking for my own daughter, Carolyn, who she's a very social being, and she just loves the program that she's in right now. She's in the Nanaimo Association for Community Living Day program, which is fabulous. But I'd also love to see her out there in, you know, a working position one day. And it may be small to begin with, but just to have her in her own little Cedar area, you know, connecting with people she went to school with, people she's known in her own community for years, and to be a face in that community, you know, because often people with disabilities end up in a very small little world of their own, and they don't always have the opportunities to connect, and this is definitely going to give them something like that. So we're really hopeful.
Amy, have you felt like you've made some connections being a part of this cooperative?
I think so, but being with Camille and also with Caroline and Rachel Gilbert, I think I like it because we both have phone numbers together, but I like to connect with other people, just those my friends, and I'm hoping that I can change numbers with Caroline so we can stay in touch and do fun things and go out and do something And I think I really like that. And I think it's a good opportunity to do something new.
The location that that is cited for the coffee shop is in the Cedar Village Center. And where, if you could describe to our listeners, maybe Sheila, if you'd like to do that, describe to our listeners where that would be located when it's up and running.
The location we've looked at and are planning to open it up in is within the Cedar Village little sort of square area where the 49th parallel is and the Island Savings. And it's right on the corner sort of across from the ball fields of the Wheat Chief ball fields. And we're hoping, and according to our research, it should be a very successful area. It has a good exposure and it's a very welcoming spot that we're looking at.
I know that you're fundraising at the moment to get the funds to get it up and running. How far along are you in this endeavor?
Well, we have about $20,000 in the bank so far, and then some of the families are going to be donating a fairly significant amount of money as well. But we have received a few grants. We received $2,000 from Mid-Island Cooperative. We've received some funding from another cooperative that gave us money for finding out more about how to form an official co-op and for consulting purposes so we could just get ourselves ready to, you know, go into the business world of running a coffee shop. We've had some consulting from other people, some policy making around our co-op. We've had help with that, help with establishing websites. So we have received monies from other larger, the Canadian Cooperative Secretariat gave us that larger grant, and so we're getting there. But anyone who wants to buy a membership, we would be thoroughly thrilled with that. It's, you know, it's still daunting. There's lots of costs in front of us yet. So
if somebody wants to help out with this, is there some contact information that you'd like to put out there at this moment? Is there a phone number or maybe an email address that if there's some kind of business that's willing to help you out? I mean, how can we get a hold of you? How can potential members get a hold of you for a membership?
Well, we have a website. It's www.cedaropportunities.coop, or we have an email address, ask us at cedaropportunities.coop.
Okay, well, we have just one moment left. Is there anything else that you'd like to add to our conversation today, Sheila?
Well, I'm just pleased that we were asked to be part of this and are able to get our word out there. And we really hope that there's other people in the community that are as excited as we are about this. And if you aren't able to help out by purchasing a membership share, if you can just support us by coming to the coffee shop once it's open, we'll be thrilled and just connecting with all the workers there.
All right. Trish, anything you'd like to add to our conversation?
Well, we're just really excited about the opportunity and hoping that fellow community members might get on board. Any of us, like, we're in the phone book, you could phone us and we'd be happy to meet up and sign some membership forms at any time. So,
great.
Yeah.
All right. And Amy, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, I hope anybody who's listened to this, I'm really quite excited doing this kind of stuff. I'm taking my risk to do something I have never done for so long. And actually, no, I'm going to the kitchen. Just give me a ring. You might have fun.
Great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join us in the studio today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Trish Johnson is treasurer of the Cedar Opportunities Cooperative. Sheila McMillan is the group's secretary, and Sheila's daughter, Amy McMillan, is looking forward to working at Coco's coffee shop when it's up and running in Cedar. You can find Coco online at cedaropportunities.com. Now, there are more than 8,800 co-ops in Canada, and combined, these co-ops directly employ 150,000 people. 4 of every 10 Canadians are members of at least one cooperative organization. For more information about cooperatives, Google British Columbia Cooperative Association to find their website. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society, broadcast on Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of those organizations.